You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Adam Schefter on loan from the mothership on the latest with Aaron Rodgers. Sometimes stories get so big and complicated, you almost lose sight of where it started. The Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packers drama has taken on a life of its own. And we have a lot of reporting, a lot of columns, a lot of sources, rumors, innuendo. But until Aaron Rodgers speaks publicly, we're not getting any closer to the truth or any kind of finality here. And sometimes these stories get too big. And I'm starting to get the feeling that we're going to be tired of this by maybe the end of the week. And I've done this so long that I know how these things start. It's like, okay, starting to hear something. It explodes. And then after a while, we're like, okay, can you guys resolve this? Like, what are we doing? Rodgers is the MVP. The Packers are a good team. He's interesting, charismatic, enough to be a guest host on Jeopardy. Got a lot of opportunities away from the field. He's engaged, not with the Packers. He's engaged to Shailene Woodley. But, you know, he's one of the great quarterbacks with one of the premier franchises in the league. Feels like he's been betrayed. They drafted Jordan Love in the first round. Throw in a steady stream of Brett Favre quotes, and you got a perfect NFL offseason story. And also the timing of stories. It's an offseason after the draft. You're not really diving into baseball, not diving into the postseason with the NBA yet. Hockey came to the forefront because of what happened last night at the Garden. Golf, you know, we got a major coming up. But for the most part, you got this gray area here. And this is a story. And it has to do with Aaron Rodgers. And could he potentially change teams? And what's that mean for the Packers? We'll talk to Adam Schefter about that. Because Schefty, on his podcast, said this leak, the information he got on draft day, did not come from Aaron Rodgers' camp and didn't come from the Packers. All right, so he's telling us who didn't leak it, but who did? And he's not going to tell me that, but why was it leaked? And was it strategic in being leaked on draft day, draft night? Because it had the potential to take over the draft. Was this a retribution? Hey, you embarrassed me on draft night. I'm going to embarrass you on draft night, even though it didn't come from Aaron Rodgers' camp. By the way, there was this story yesterday that Aaron, I guess in meetings, would refer to Brian Gutekunst, who is the GM of the Packers, as Jerry Krause. Now, there's two ways to look at this, because Jerry Krause helped build the Bulls dynasty. But he's also blamed for dismantling the Bulls dynasty, and they were going to make one more run. And Jerry Krause decided that he was going to dismantle this the potential for another title. Aaron Rodgers is also sort of comparing himself to Michael Jordan here. And maybe not even sort of. You're not Michael Jordan. This ain't the last dance. You don't have six championships. You got one. And Jerry Krause did help build this team. He had to tell Michael Jordan, no, we're not bringing in the players you want. Jerry Krause did his job. And they won six titles. But he was there at the end when they were going to make one more run. And they decided that they weren't going to. They were going to say goodbye to Jordan, let everybody kind of go, Phil Jackson. You know, Aaron Rodgers is not Michael Jordan. He's a great player, got one title. So you're not, like, what are you breaking up? You're breaking up a team that can't get past the NFC title game? What are you, 1-4 in NFC title games? That's not Jordan-esque. And I think the Packers have done a pretty good job in building a team that does get to the NFC title game. You know, if they won last year, if they won the Super Bowl this past year, does everything go away? Does Aaron Rodgers have any issues here? That's what I'd be curious about. Like, Michael Jordan got to the point where he couldn't say anything about Jerry Krause that was negative because they were winning. You know, Jerry made some controversial decisions. You know, when they brought in Dennis Rodman, didn't know what they were going to get. How could you keep him on board? You draft Olden Polynice. You trade him on draft night for Scottie Pippen. Who's Scottie Pippen? Some of the other players you brought in. They did a good job. Tony Kukoc. They brought him in as well. So they made good decisions. It just, the last decision was they were not going to have this team go for another championship. Seton, you're giving me the stink eye.
Well, it feels like a little bit of a stretch to me. That we're going from like Aaron Rodgers allegedly referring to the GM as Jerry Krause in text messages to Aaron Rodgers is comparing himself to Michael Jordan. Well, it feels like a little, it's taking a couple of leaps.
He's comparing the situation
allegedly
to Jordan. Allegedly. He's
right.
But nobody said, hey, no, I never said that. Like Rodgers hasn't said anything. But he, according to a source or sources, he did say this. And you're comparing yourself to the Bulls in the Jordan situation. Like, how else can I read that? It's a negative with Jerry Krause.
Because if you were going to make a joke about a crappy GM in sports, Jerry Krause is probably right up at the top, like a divisive GM that the players don't like. He's probably the guy that you go to first.
Yeah, but they didn't like him because he socially was awkward. And, you know, Jordan made fun of him because he always had crumbs from lunch on his, you know, his coat or his shirt. But he still did a great job. How many GMs in the history of the NBA can say they did what Jerry Krause did? Not many. Not many. Well, you got Jerry West. You got Red Auerbach. Like, not many. It's pretty impressive there. So it feels like Aaron Rodgers is saying, hey, you're going to dismantle this team just like Jerry Krause did with the Chicago Bulls. That was my takeaway from him calling, you know, Brian Gutekunst Jerry Krause. Yes, McLovin.
I remember Jerry Krause was dying to start that Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry team in Chicago. Like, he wanted to move forward.
Yes.
I think that's where the analogy works. Whether I agree with Steve, we don't know if it's true, but there seems to be an analogy where the Packers were so focused on the future.
Just at that position, like, but they look, in fairness to the front office with the Packers, they looked at Aaron Rodgers and thought, okay, maybe they're starting to slide. And for him, he had down years. He threw 25 touchdowns and 26 touchdowns. And I think they were saying, okay, where are we going? What's our future here? Can we draft somebody and keep them on the bench for 3 years? And the timing, if Aaron Rodgers didn't win the MVP, if Aaron Rodgers threw 26 touchdowns last year, then are we at this point? But they were on the precipice of going to the Super Bowl. But Aaron Rodgers has not performed well in these title games. Yes, Paulie.
But what would you bet? These guys are guys with mortgages and kids going to college. What would you bet your family's financial future on? Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love?
Well, obviously, it would be Aaron Rodgers.
Then this topic shouldn't even be a topic of trading him there. And I don't think it is for them, because I think these guys think if we decide to trade Aaron Rodgers, he goes anywhere else and has better success, and we whiff on Jordan Love, we are all out of work.
Well, if you whiff on Jordan Love, no matter when he gets that opportunity, people are going to say, and you jeopardize this, even if Aaron Rodgers stays. But you got to give him a contract extension.
I'd rather let Jordan Love sit on the bench until Aaron Rodgers chooses to retire. And then when that fifth-year option comes up, just say, we're not picking it up. And that mistake won't seem so bad. It'll be like a footnote.
I'd move on from Aaron Rodgers. But that's because I don't think he's going to be happy. It's like, you know, when you'll go to a marriage counselor. And, all right, hey, everything's good in the marriage counselor. And then you get outside, and then you go, and you're, like, in real life, and you're going, wait, this isn't going well. It just feels like we're trying. We don't know what to do. Now you want us to fire a GM. You're making fun of the GM. Is it, you know, the other players are going to look at this and go, well, why? Aaron doesn't respect him. Why should we respect him? Like, I don't know. It's just it's an uncomfortable feeling there. I don't know if Jordan Love can play. That's my big question here. And you will roll the dice because you might have to bring in a quarterback who plays this year if you trade Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to trade him to the NFC. You trade him to Denver. You're not winning a suit. They're not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, McLovin.
What if the Jets had called with the number 2 pick? Do you think there was any internal discussion?
But why would he want to go to the Jets?
Well, They called for Russell Wilson, did they? I mean, I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, but he didn't want to go there.
But Rodgers doesn't have the no trade. Maybe New York. I don't know. Some show in New York.
But no, but he's going to a team. He wants to win. Like everybody, I think people look at this and go, this is the turning point, the watershed moment. It's NFL empowerment. Well, the only NFL empowerment was Tom Brady. But Brady was free to go. And the Patriots didn't want to keep him. And then, okay, brought in Gronk and Antonio Brown. That's not exactly empowerment, but they won a Super Bowl there. Brady was smart enough to go, I can go play for a coach who likes to throw it, will let me be, you know, have fun, and I got a great defense. And I can bring in Gronk and Antonio Brown? Sure. This sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, the Bucs hadn't won anything in years and years before Brady, so maybe Aaron Rodgers thinks he can turn around a team. I know the Jets is probably a little extreme.
Well, I mean, this you had Mike Evans, you had a defense.
Right.
Chris Godwin. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was. But it is amazing that they hadn't been to the playoffs in 15 years or something crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think Brady saw that defense, and he thought, you know, I don't have to outscore anybody.
But my question was more from the Packers. Was there any call that could have been made with a draft pick that would have convinced them to, you know, what if the number one had called and said, okay, we'll trade Aaron Rodgers, or were they just not even entertaining that?
Yeah, but you have to factor in that Aaron Rodgers is going to make it difficult if the Packers say, hey, we're trading you to the Jets. Well, you can just say, hey, I'm not going to sign with him. Like, I don't want to go. I'm going to retire.
Do you think that they would have, did they at least discuss Trey Lance or Justin Fields and
no.
said, well, you don't think they even opened that door?
No. Well, if you have your quarterback, then why are you then going to take a quarterback? I don't understand that.
Because I don't think Jordan Love is...
That I don't know. Then they should have released him.
Yeah.
They should have traded him or done something. If you really want to curry favor with Rodgers, then you could have done that.
I think you're so right on that.
Yes, Pauline.
But whatever they thought of him when he came out of college, the Packers brass should be exactly the same. He doesn't practice with the first team. I was watching the Green Bay coverage, like, he doesn't do much in practice. He runs scout team stuff. There's no real test. He hasn't played 1 minute in one game. He's the only guy who was drafted in the first round last year who has not played NFL football yet. He's not played 1 minute in one game.
And there was no preseason last year.
He didn't even take a kneel down snap and a blowout.
Well, he was third string.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to Shefty about this because it's fascinating. But I want to hear Aaron Rodgers. Like, if you want to move on, you want to be traded, then just say it. Because there's going to be more of this, I'm hearing, sources close to. I already know it. I heard from somebody yesterday, and they were telling me something. I go, wait, can I report this? No, I'm just hearing this. I said, well, I can't report that. But it had to do with Aaron Rodgers. And I thought, you still have to be fair to the situation here. You know, did he tell free agents, hey, I'm not going to be here? All I know is that report came out. Nobody refuted it. Nobody's refuted anything, it feels like. Nobody said, no, he never called him Jerry Krause. No, he never told free agency. Like, so I don't know. Crazy. Brett in Wisconsin. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind?
Not much. How's it going, Dan?
Hey, bud.
Hey. So just wanted to call with some information that I have, and I let Bill Michaels and some others know about it. So my brother lives in Green Bay, and he works for a prominent business up there that deals with the Packers all the time. And after they get their initial contracts or signing bonuses, stuff like that, they go to this business to get all of their tech-type stuff, Apple TVs, all of that. Anyway, the business owner is actually a longtime board member for the Packers. And after all the initial news broke last Thursday, before the draft, Friday they had a team meeting where this owner basically put to rest and said, disregard all of this. They had a meeting with the board, and everything is being completely blown out of proportion. And all he's asking is to have a guarantee that he's going to be the Packers quarterback past 2021.
Okay, well, Brett, our Packer insider. All right. Anything else to add to that, Brett? Oh, that's it. That was just a quick one and done from Brett. So it's being blown out of proportion. Well, that's what happens with these things. something leaks on draft night, and now all of a sudden you got sources close to Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
This story has essentially been everything I'm hearing and allegedly's. That's been the entire thing. There hasn't been one single piece of actual hard news of or confirmation of whether it's the message, text messages that are being sent or the demands that are being made or whatever.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, if this is being blown out of proportion, should get out in front of it because he's the one that can put it all to rest. Not the Packers, because the Packers can say, hey, we want Aaron back. If Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, I never called Brian Gutekunst, Jerry Krause. Hey, I never said I wanted to be traded. Hey, I understand it's a business. Jordan Love, you drafted him. He's not going to beat me out. Like, Aaron Rodgers could put this to rest. I still want to be the quarterback here. Yeah, Paulie.
I just put SportsCenter on one of our TVs here, and the bottom line scroll says, Brett in Wisconsin reporting that all is well in Packerland.
Oh, okay.
Blown out of proportion.
Okay.
It already made the bottom line.
Yeah, people might think that's Brett Favre if it's just Brett. In Wisconsin. Yes, McLovin.
I like Brett's report because when you call him with a report, he gave some extraneous details that like established, like they get all my Apple gear in my store. It made no sense, had nothing to do with what he was getting at. But like, I'm like, oh, I believe this guy. Like he's got a legitimate job. I don't know what that had to do with anything.
Well, sometimes when you tell a story, people will tell a story and they'll tell you things that have nothing to do with what is really the meat of the story.
That's a shot. You just took a shot at it.
I did.
Brett from the Eau Claire Best Buy.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say where my business is, but all you have to do is say that I know somebody who's a board member, and they said this is being blown out of proportion.
Which, by the way, is very likely that it all is completely being blown out of proportion.
It is. But, you know, they gathered and they took a vote. Like, what did they take a vote on? Is this being blown out of proportion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Yes, Paul.
Ted in Kenosha is on line four. He wants to confirm the Brett story.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
What's more convincing, I'm hearing or the way I understand it?
Well, I'm hearing is always one that I go, wait, who are you hearing this from? It comes down to, are you reporting it? That's what I want to know. Because there are times when I get information and be like, you know, hey, I'm hearing. Are you reporting it? Just the magnitude of this, I think you got to be respectful to how this is all being reported. What is being said, how it's being said, who's saying it. Yes, he.
And if Adam Schefter is saying it's not coming from Aaron Rodgers or the Packers, then why are we believing any of it? Because if it's coming from a third party or somebody outside of either of those things, then who the hell knows?
Yes, Todd.
That's a very valid point by Seton. Those are the two parties involved. So it's someone in the Broncos special team coach threw it out there? Like, what has it got to do with anything? If it's not one of those two, it could be fairly meaningless. Anybody can say anything.
Take a breath. What if Schefter...
I love when Fritzy runs out of air in his sentences.
I know. What if...
And I got to work on my cardio. I'm either talking too fast and out of shape. Those two things combined, that's when the sound comes
in. I love how you take one breath. And you're going to get your thought out in that one.
Once I start feeling my cheeks going purple, then I know I got to kind of wrap up my thought.
He's no Kirk Cousins. Take a deep breath. Yes, McLovin.
Back to Brett for a second. He also threw in, I called another sports show when you named the local host. Now, is that a good technique? If you're going to break news on the Dan Patrick Show, it's like a real estate agent. He's like, just to be clear, I gave it to Glazer and I gave it to, and I'm going to give it to you guys.
I think that he realized that, hey, this is local, but I want to be known nationally. Like this is my first, when somebody says, hey, when did it all begin? When Brett from Wisconsin became an insider? Well, it was that day, it was May 6th, and I called in the Dan Patrick Show. And I gave him some details about Best Buy and buying some Apple stuff and somebody on the board. Yes, Seton.
But only after he gave it to Jim Burton first.
Yeah, I know. That's where he realized he made a mistake. Yes, Paul.
I wonder if this is how all these guys start. What did Adam Schefter do his first year out of college? Was he a local reporter at a local paper? And how does he go from there to ESPN 5 million followers? I'd love to know his first breaking story.
So what you're saying is Brett in Wisconsin could be the next Adam Schefter.
Footsteps. He's hearing footsteps.
Right. Yes, McLovin.
I could tell you some big name radio hosts who started out as callers.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't, Joe Beningo, famously at FAN, I think he was a caller.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Adam Schefter will join us, and we'll see if he can confirm or deny Brett and Wisconsin. Yes, Tom.
It's your hearing that Adam Schefter is joining us in a couple of minutes.
Ooh.
It's your understanding that that's our next
The way test. I understand it, he'll be
I can't report that Adam Schefter is joining us.
And I'm the only source. You know, when I send you the note saying who's coming on the show, you don't really get two sources.
Yes, he.
Well, I happen to know the guy that we get our bagels from, who is also an intern here at the show, who has confirmed that Adam Schefter is joining us next. So any reports that he's not, completely being overblown.
Okay.
That makes me feel better, because I always have that little bit of doubt. What if they don't show up?
22 after the hour, I'm hearing Adam Schefter will join us on the program after this. You want to hear something amazing? Aside from Schefter joining us, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. I'm going to try to do it in one breath like you do, Todd.
Go for it.
How amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitation.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond, from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile by taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. He's Adam Schefter. The Adam Schefter podcast debuts each week. Adam gives his perspective on the happenings around the NFL, joined by great guest Urban Meyer, also former wide receiver Josh Gordon, the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. The Adam Schefter podcast. Subscribe and listen. Well, it was just about a week ago, a couple hours from now, where Adam Schefter came on SportsCenter and said basically that Aaron Rodgers wanted out of Green Bay. Walk me through that. Did you get a phone call or text?
You know, Dan, the funny part about it is that I've heard people say, oh, Aaron Rodgers wanted that out before the draft. Mm-hmm. I can assure you Aaron Rodgers did not want that out before the draft. I've had people say the Green Bay Packers planted that. It was a very pro-Packer story.
Yeah,
I can assure you the Green Bay Packers didn't plant that. When people guess at where stories come from, more often than not, they're usually wrong. And in this case, they're wrong. This was an accumulation all during the offseason of just listening to people talk and observing. And if we go back to the NFC Championship game that the Green Bay Packers lost at home, did we not hear Aaron Rodgers after that game talk about his level of unhappiness, if you will, uncertainty for the future? Just go back and listen to that press conference, and it sounds almost like he's saying goodbye to Green Bay. And so your antenna's up, and I'm just telling you, throughout the course of the offseason, there was rarely a week that went by where I didn't hear something about Aaron Rodgers. And on draft day, there's a report that morning from Paul Allen out in Minneapolis that the 49ers made a draft offer, which they didn't make an offer. They never made an offer. And other people are saying that the 49ers called. And I said, how long till it gets out that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay? Is it next week? Is it next when he doesn't show to the OTAs? Is it next month when he isn't? It's going to come out. What does it matter if it comes out now or next week or next month? And so.
So you chose to break the news on draft day.
That is absolutely accurate. Correct.
But it wasn't something that you got information about.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, it was nothing that morning that came in.
Okay.
All of a sudden said to me, yeah, he wants out. You should report this. Like, it was going on all off season. You just keep hearing it. And there was more and more talk. And now there's starting to be Aaron Rodgers talking. I said, you know what? This isn't going to wait much longer. Let's just go. It just happened to be drafted.
Because I wondered when you said it didn't come from Rodgers, didn't come from the Packers, and it's being characterized differently. I was wondering, okay, you're not going to tell me your source. You know, what was the motive behind that? Yeah.
Dan, there's not a source.
No, I know, but I know that now, but we're just finding this out right now.
I said it on NFL Live. I said it on my podcast. I said it, you know, I mean, I don't know. People want to believe whatever they want to believe. It was just an accumulation of information throughout the course of the entire offseason.
Did the Rams make an offer?
The Rams inquired in January. And again, that's an example. I knew when they were calling. Yeah. And they were quickly rebuffed. Yeah. Like, the conversation went nowhere, but they checked in early in January. And they were not the only team that checked in. So, by the way, Dan, why are these teams checking in?
Because he's available, or their hearing is available.
Well, where are they hearing that?
Are they hearing it from the Packers, or are they hearing it from Aaron Rodgers? Because it has to come from one of those two, right?
Well, I'm just saying that there was a lot of speculation in league circles, however you want to characterize that, that he was unhappy and wanted out. And then if you just, again, go back to the press conference, go back to Jeopardy. Now, he could play Jeopardy. He could do Jeopardy, host Jeopardy, and play football. He could do that.
Yeah.
But he's doing that. He's making the comments he's making. I mean, you know, it's funny. There were so many people that knew this of his unhappiness that I think all I really did was shine a light on some of what had gone on. The fact that, you know, Mark Murphy, the Packers president, had flown out to meet with him. The Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, had flown out to meet with him. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur had flown out to meet with him. They're all trying to state their case, plead with him to come back, explain to him why he should be in Green Bay. And by the way, it doesn't appear that any of them made any progress with him. So this was all going on.
But what can we confirm, though, Adam? Does he want Brian Gutekunst fired, the GM? Can we confirm that?
I've never said that.
I'm just saying there's so much information out that other people have put out there. I don't know what has been confirmed. I mean, Rodgers hasn't said anything. I mean, even, you know, did he refer to Gutekunst as Jerry Krause? I don't know that. But
let me say this. There's so much stuff that's floating around out there, some of which is probably true, some of which probably isn't. And I would say this also. Whatever's floating around out there, whatever's being said, we probably don't know the majority of the story. And I'll say this. Like, when Tom Brady left New England, we think we might have an idea. But I guarantee you, one day, we'll hear more to that than what was just out there being discussed on your show or ESPN or whatever it may be. And I believe that that's the case with Aaron Rodgers. We know he was unhappy with some of the moves the Packers made. We know that he didn't like that they not only drafted Jordan Love, but didn't even tell him they were drafting Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. We know that he has issues with certain people, but we probably don't know a lot of the things that are really pissed him off through the years in Green Bay that have been building. And plus, Dan, everybody gets like this. I think at some point in your life, you were probably like this. You get to a certain point, he got engaged over the new year. Different life. He's been there 17 years, right? At some point, everybody wants to try something different. You wanted to try something different at one point in time. Did you not? How old were you when that happened, Dan?
50.
Okay. Well, Aaron Rodgers is 50 in quarterback years. Right.
Yeah.
So,
but do you know that he wants out? He still wants out.
Well, I know. I believe. Do I know? Yeah. I know he wants. Yeah. I believe. Do I know he wants out? What do we know? Fully know. I have been told that he does not want to be there by many people. Okay.
Yeah.
So you whatever that means, he doesn't want to be there.
Well, I'm just trying to separate fact from fiction, rumor from innuendo. And that's why I go to the source. That's why I wanted to have you on, because it started with you. Now, did I hear about the Rams thing later? Yes, I did. I wondered about the Niners if you gave them a do-over. Don't trade those draft picks to the Dolphins, and you can have those draft picks. Would the Packers have entertained a trade like that? No?
I don't believe they would have.
Okay.
You know, Kyle Shanahan called Matt LaFleur that night to feel it out to see whether the Niners should make a run, as these men have documented, and quickly was able to ascertain that the Packers had, at that time, no interest in dealing Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And so the talks never went anywhere, just as they never went anywhere with the Los Angeles Rams. But then we are now in early May, and the Packers have held firm to their stance. And the interesting part becomes now, over time, what happens to change this particular dynamic? Does Aaron Rodgers soften his stance? I don't believe he will, but we'll see. Do the Green Bay Packers come off their stance of saying we won't trade him? I don't know. Right now, they don't have to make a decision, right? The fact of the matter is they couldn't trade him until after June 1 anyway, due to the salary cap numbers. If they trade him today, it would be a $38 million charge. If they trade him post June 1, it would be split up to 16 and 22 between the 2 years. So they can't even do anything for the next 26, 27 days, whatever that may be. So there's no reason for them to budge up that stance. They want Aaron Rodgers to change his mind. They're going to continue to hold out hope that he changes his mind, do what they can to change his mind. I don't think he will, but there's no rush right now.
So potential suitors here, because if you think there's this stalemate continues and Rodgers doesn't want to play, at some point the Packers have to cut their losses and just say, okay.
Well, hold on. Yeah, but do they, Dan? Because they could just say, you know what, Aaron, you don't want to play anymore. You're not going to play here. We're not going to trade you. And then it's just a standoff. Now, I don't think that serves anybody.
But nobody, nobody wins.
But, okay, do you want to be the guy in Green Bay? Do you want to be the Mark Murphy, the president, the GM? Who trades Aaron Rodgers? Do you want that on your resume, Dan?
I think they already chose that direction by drafting Jordan Love, Adam.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, that's where a lot of this starts. A lot of this. Again, how much I don't know, but certainly a healthy portion of it.
Yeah.
And that was their decision. And so again, they could say that, you know, as somebody said to me yesterday, each side has leverage. The Packers could say, we're not trading you, and if you don't want to play, you're never playing again. And, oh, by the way, and this would be really petty and really small and really hard to imagine, but they could say, you also owe us $30 million in signing bonus money.
Yeah.
Now, I can't believe that somebody who's done so much for one franchise would be subject to that, where the team would come after him for the money. But the Packers could do that. It's a business. I mean, that would be their decision. Aaron Rodgers, if he says, I'm not showing up, they're in trouble. And so to me, I've always felt like Aaron Rodgers wants the Green Bay Packers to do everything here. He wants them to draft Jordan Love. He wants them to trade him. He doesn't want any of the mud on his hands. And I've always felt like Aaron Rodgers has got to get a little mud on his hands and not worry about it, not care, because the mud's going to wash off. All you have to do is say, I love Green Bay, love my 17 years there, love the coaches, and I love the players, my teammates, but they made their decision last year, and now with everything going on in my life, I'm making mine. It's not that hard. Right? Sorry. I know that'll disappoint some people, but that's where he's at.
Why hasn't Rodgers spoken, Adam?
I don't know that. That's a great question. To me,
because he can clear up a lot of this rumor, innuendo, what's fact.
It's not rumor, innuendo. He wants out. He wants out. He does not want to be there. That's not a rumor. That's not innuendo. He doesn't want to be there.
Well, no, the other stuff about, you know, how he views Gutekunst, you know, there's other things there. You know, I trust what you say that he wants out. But if he does say, hey, you know, they cut my friend Jake Kumerow. Okay, how important was that to this? You drafted Jordan Love. You didn't give me a heads up. Do I have my issues with Brian Gutekunst? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But at some point, I think he owes it to himself and the situation to just tell us what you feel, what you think. Instead of us trying to read into it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I don't think he owes that to us. Why did Carson Palmer, did he ever state why he held out of Cincinnati and wanted to move? Do we know the reasons that he wanted to move on in full?
Well, okay, you don't owe it to us, but the Packers fans. Yeah, Carson eventually talked about it. Yes, he talked about he didn't want to play for a losing organization anymore. He didn't think that the Bengals were a NFL franchise. You know, their practice facility was horrible. I mean, there's a long thing, list of things that Carson talked about there.
Wait, we ever get a full, honest explanation from Tom Brady about why he left New England?
That's fair. But he was free to go. Like Tom could Tom could just walk away. He didn't have to say anything. He was like,
correct.
Here is my response to all of this. I'm leaving. I'm going to go play for the Buccaneers. This is different because you got money that's tied up with Aaron. And granted, you did draft his replacement in New England, Jimmy G, but we saw what happened with Tom Brady. Tom went above Belichick to make sure Jimmy G got escorted out of the building. He had a power move.
Here's something interesting, Dan. This already unfolded. This very scenario unfolded in the NFC North already this offseason. And no, it was not with a Super Bowl winning MVP legendary quarterback, but it was with a former number one overall pick. The Lions and Matthew Stafford went through this dance already. Okay. And maybe the Green Bay Packers, and I don't know when we've ever said this before, should take a page from the Detroit Lions playbook. And these two sides sat down, agreed that they would be better apart, and used it to their advantage. Matthew Stafford got what he wanted. Yep. He wound up in L.A. The Lions traded him, got, what, 3 ones back for that guy? So everybody won. It was not messy. It was a clean divorce. But this is like somebody said this to me this morning, Dan. They said it's like the couple that disagrees, the married couple, where they one couple wants to go into therapy. The other couple wants to get the other person wants to get a divorce, but they want the person who wants to go to therapy to say, we want the divorce. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want it. He wants them to do everything. He wants them to draft Jordan Love. He wants them to be, and then he wants them to trade him. When to me, he's just got to come out and literally cut the cord for everybody and say, I'm not coming back.
But that's why I said he's got to say something, Adam. You're saying he doesn't. Okay. But you said he didn't owe us.
No. He doesn't have to.
He owes the situation. So he can't. You want clarity, finality. Then you can. He can create that.
Finality, yes. Clarity, no. I don't think he's got to specify about Brian Gutekunst or Jake Coomer.
No, but he will give us clarity that he truly wants out by saying, I truly want out. There. Now we know I'm not coming back. Trade me. How does this all play out? You're betting.
It's the biggest question of the offseason, and it's the biggest question since Tom Brady became a free agent last offseason in the NFL. And again, nobody – the Packers don't have to do anything. My guess is nobody will do anything until they have to. So my guess is there'll be OTAs later this month. He won't be there. There'll be training camp. And does he say, I owe it to the coaches who I really like and the players who I really like to be there? Or does his feeling override all that? And has he made the ultimate decision in his mind? It's done and over. And I don't know whether his stance softens, right? Like, again, people change their minds. That happens in life, in football, in business. I couldn't tell you how it's going to work out. All I can tell you is it is an issue. It's a big issue, and it's not going away, Dan.
Who's the starting quarterback for the Packers week one?
That's a great question, right? I don't know that Jordan Love is ready for that as much as the franchise invested in him. When you talk to people, that's the great part. So if they move on, if somehow they move on from Aaron Rodgers,
they got to bring in another quarterback, Adam.
I think so, Dan. The way it was described to me this offseason was, I was talking to people about Jordan Love, people that have watched him practice, and I said, how is he? And the exact phrase was, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah. I figured. Hey, you're a great sport coming on and clarifying it. I appreciate that.
Well, I don't know if I offered you much clarity, Dan, but I tried to do the best I could.
Yeah, I know. Well, you did better than Rodgers is doing right now. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Dan.
Adam Schefter, the Adam Schefter podcast debuts each week, and the Adam Schefter podcast, subscribe and listen. We'll take a break. We'll recap that right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I asked Paulie, go back to Adam Schefter's initial tweet when this first came out on draft day, because it felt like it was in the moment, something was happening with Aaron Rodgers on draft night. Like, this was imminent. He was going to be traded. He wants out, and we're going to release this on the day of the draft. And it felt like it was breaking news. And then Adam said, hey, this is just an accumulation. When the season ended, I think the Rams saw Aaron Rodgers. I don't know this. I just think the Rams probably saw Aaron Rodgers post-NFC title game and thought, look, we're going to be getting out from under Jared Goff. And we, you know, are making inroads with the Lions to trade for Matthew Stafford. Before we do that, why don't we make a run and just see if we could get Aaron Rodgers? Maybe give the same package to Green Bay. This is what I'm thinking here. Now, I did hear that the Rams had made, they had conversations. They didn't make an offer. I want to be fair to the situation. But I found out after the fact, after they had made the trade for Matthew Stafford. But I said to Paulie, I said, go back to Adam's tweet, the original tweet. Read that to the audience.
This is 3:19 p.m. on draft day, a week ago today. From Schefter, quote, reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday. It feels...
But if it's team sources, then it came from the Packers.
League and team sources. Multiple.
So league would have been... the Rams and maybe, you know, the Niners and not Rodgers. But he kept saying it's not Rodgers. It's not, this isn't coming from Aaron Rodgers. But it feels like it's coming from Aaron Rodgers. And that's what I wanted to clear up here. I just, like, who is putting this out? Did the Packers put this out? If it's league and team sources, then the Packers helped put this out. Yeah, see.
But if it's league and team sources and it's an accumulation over the past couple of months, how did they tell him on Thursday?
Well,
I don't understand.
Okay,
that.
Here, I don't know this, and it's not fair to Adam to say this now, but this might be, I might get scooped on one of the biggest stories of the year. But this is Paul Allen, who's a radio host. He's the Vikings broadcaster. I think he put it out there that the Niners had reached out to the Green Bay Packers to make a trade on draft day. And maybe Adam thought, hey, let me get some more information on this. And I'm just speculating here. So it's not fair to him, but I'm just trying to figure out, why did this happen on draft day if it wasn't something that was happening on draft day, like that it was not imminent? That's the only thing I'm curious about. And that's why, I mean, we had a good exchange there. But I'm trying to get information there of and be fair to the story, but also be fair to Adam. But it felt like, okay, it's not coming from Rodgers. He said it numerous times, not coming from Rodgers. But he also said when he was with us, this didn't come from the Packers. But your tweet says team and league sources. So then it feels like somebody with the Packers has at least acknowledged this. That's good. That's fun. A little back and forth there, Shefty. Pierre Maguire, NHL and NBC. Try to recap what happened at the Garden last night between the Caps and Rangers. More phone calls as well. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the second hour. Our friends from ZipRecruiter, they hire the people you're looking to hire. So hire ZipRecruiter, and then you'll find that candidate. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, there's only one place to go, and that's ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. They make finding winning candidates fast and easy because they hustle for you. Once you post that job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites in just one click. And then ZipRecruiter's got this matching technology that somehow finds the right people with the right skills, the right experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply. Right now, try it for free. Go to this exclusive web address. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And once again, ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. 4 out of 5 employers will tell you ZipRecruiter will get you a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.